Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Voters are now headed to the polls on this primary election day to decide the candidates for several major congressional races. Mayor Mamdani has been actively campaigning in these races for several progressive left candidates over establishment Democrats in these primaries, and many are seeing it as a test of his political clout. Wins for his candidates could make him be seen as a political kingmaker. And he was asked about that here on 1010 Winds this morning, about how he feels about that.
Well, I think there's only one king in New York, and that's Jalen Brunson. But I am proud to be the mayor of our city. And I told New Yorkers, you know, a year ago when they took a chance on me, that I would use every tool at my disposal to fulfill this affordability agenda.
The candidates he's backing are Darialisa Aviles Chevalier over Adriano Espaillat in New York's 13th, Claire Valdez over Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso in the New York 7th, and he's endorsing Brad Lander over Dan Goldman in the 10th. Mamdani has not made an endorsement in the race for New York 12th, where the candidates include Jack Schlossberg, Michael Asher, Alex Boris, and George Conway. Horse-drawn carriages will return to Central Park today. The Transport Workers Union voluntarily shut them down for additional safety training after an 18-year-old tourist, Romach Mahanin, was killed when one of the horses took off, overturning a carriage last week. The union says it's been implementing a series of safety measures, including retraining all drivers on the existing rules, emphasizing control of horses at all times, and requiring drivers to stay with their horses while passengers get in and out. Still, animal rights advocates and even the mayor's office are demanding an end to the horse carriage industry in the parks. A city council hearing will debate the matter next month. Police arrested the passenger who sat inside a stolen car, which plowed into an NYPD sergeant.
It was a scene out of Grand Theft Auto. Someone stole a Kia and led police on a chase through Washington Heights in the South Bronx. Officers swarmed the car in the Fordham neighborhood, but the driver tried to get away and hit a sergeant in the process. At that point, police say another officer fired his gun through the Kia's windshield, striking the 18-year-old driver in the arm. He's recovering in the hospital and will be charged. The sergeant is okay. 20-year-old Angel Robles was also in the car and is now charged with criminal possession of a weapon after a loaded Glock 22 caliber handgun was found in the car. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the NYPD is searching for the man accused in a violent assault outside the David Dinkins Manhattan Municipal Building. This happened just last Thursday, just before noon. Police say a 20-year-old man was standing on Center Street when the suspect randomly approached him and hit him in the head with a glass bottle. With cuts to his face and neck, the victim was hospitalized at Bellevue, but he is said to be in stable condition. Anyone who might have any information about this person is urged to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. New Yorkers, you have a chance to weigh in on how you think city government should work. The city's Commission on Government Efficiency, which they're calling COGE, is kicking off a series of public hearings across all five boroughs next month. And they're doing that to review city services and potential changes to the city charter. That's a document that lays out how city government operates. Residents can testify in person or join virtually or even submit written comments. The first hearing is scheduled for June 30th in Brooklyn, with additional sessions planned in the Bronx, Staten Island, Manhattan, and Queens through July. Three generations of women accused in a 7-year-old's death will face a judge in Long Island today.
Those who love 7-year-old Jordan Duncan will be inside the courtroom as three generations of women are set to face a judge accused of torturing to death the little girl. Protesters are also expected to be outside the courthouse. The DA says Emily Kelly received custody of Duncan, her fiancé's daughter, because he is in prison. Kelly, her 75-year-old mother, and 24-year-old daughter are all accused of severe abuse spanning 1 year until the child died inside their Bayport home. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
An update to a story we told you about yesterday on 1010 Winds. The man accused of trying to kidnap a 14-year-old girl on Staten Island is now under arrest.
It started with a taxi that pulled up to 55 Richmond Terrace Saturday morning. A 14-year-old girl was standing outside, and police say the driver, 46-year-old Loman Venable, convinced her first to go to a nearby deli and then to get in the car. He drove her to an unknown spot where police say he grabbed her buttocks. The girl was able to run away after that. Venable is charged with attempted kidnapping and forcible touching. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.